Good morning, folks. It's Pilgrim Chris, and as you can see from the title of this boo, I'm sort of talking about what failure means to people and how I turn failure or perceived failure into possibilities. I've been listening to a boo by Dean Reed, and I'll put his link to the boo in the description of this boo. And for those of you that already know, please bear with me. And for those that you don't, I'm talking really about mine and Dean's Pennine Way adventure. And Dean was talking in his boo about the demons he faced when we had to finish the Pennine Way halfway through. The Pennine Way's a national trail in the UK, the oldest national trail, and arguably one of the toughest. People don't realise just quite how tough it can be. There's a lot of gradient, and if you catch it at the wrong time of year, as myself and Dean arguably did, it can be very tough underfoot. We experienced snow, high winds that blew Dean off his feet and missed myself a couple of times, torrential rain, and really tough underfoot going. But the adventure was excellent. Dean's a great companion to walk with, and I would gladly walk with Dean again. In fact, I'm hoping to continue walking with Dean to finish the Pennine Way at some point. But Dean was talking about facing his demons from finishing it early, and I booed about this myself and my own demons. And we perceive, when we can't achieve our goals, we perceive it to be a failure. And I've done this quite a lot in my life. But over the years, I've learned to deal with it in certain ways. And one of the ways is that I set goals, but I also know that if I don't achieve them, there's a very good reason. If I don't achieve it out of just sheer laziness, for example, then that's my own fault. But anything else, although it can cut, as Dean will know, it can cut to the bone when we can't achieve what we set out to do. For example, in this case, the Pennine Way walk, which was a 2-week walk planned for 2 weeks, just over, and covering 268 miles, of which we managed to do over 140. So we managed to get, you know, around about halfway. It was halfway, actually. And failing to complete it affected both myself and Dean in very similar ways, really. Dean was very, very stung by it. I know that. Myself and Dean talked about it on the last few miles of walking where we decided that we were going to stop. It was very difficult for us. Certainly very more difficult, I think, for Dean. I've walked long distance walks before, and I've experienced trials along the way, on the trail, as it were. And I know that it's very difficult to get beyond a certain point. And injury is one of the worst things to encounter on a trail because you can't do anything about it. Dean suffered with an Achilles tendon injury, and I suffered with a chest infection. Arguably, Dean's ankle injury was more severe. I could have pushed through technically with my chest infection, although that would have been a risk, but certainly Dean couldn't. It was just too much of a risk to continue in the conditions. It wasn't like walking along it wasn't like walking along a nice, comfy, springy road or grassy bank. This was very difficult. Our ankles were twisting and turning every other step. And this is the strain. I went over on my ankles far more than Dean did, as Dean will tell you. But it was very tricky. But Dean did suffer this injury. And to make that decision to stop is a hard decision because we want to push on. We want to continue. We have expectations of ourselves. And Dean had expectations, as he's already booed about. If you listen to his boo, excellent boo, by the way, Dean. He talks about his expectations of others. And as Dean mentioned, I was talking to Dean about this, that the only expectations we have are for ourselves. We have to enjoy what we do in life, whatever that is, whatever challenge we set ourselves, it has to be enjoyable. If it comes to the point that we're doing it for the sake of reaching a goal, that is counterproductive because we won't achieve anything. And even if we do achieve the goal, if we haven't enjoyed it, it will put us off searching for other goals, other targets, other dreams, other aspirations. Our dreams have to be a dream. Our aspirations have to be something to aspire to, not a challenge for the sake of doing it, to say that we've completed something without enjoyment. It will just put us off. What brings to mind is a lot of children who do the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme. They go out on these mini adventures for the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme, and they're usually ill-equipped. By that, I don't mean the equipment they use is poor. I just mean that the equipment that they use is very heavy, very cumbersome, and for a 14, 15, 16-year-old child, in effect, young adult, to be walking with 20 kilos on their back, which a lot do, and more, is ridiculous. And it puts many people off. And I liken that to our own adventures, our own targets in life. If we carry too much of a heavy burden, whether it's emotional, physical, or what, psychological, if we carry too much of a heavy burden, we're not going to enjoy it, and it will put us off in the future. Of course, this still doesn't stop some of the demons that we face. We human beings, we have these emotions, but it's learning to deal with them. And I'm glad to hear that Dean's finally coming to terms with his demons on the Pennine Way. Dean's a very nice man, a very sensitive person, and has full of dreams and aspirations. And I felt for him more than myself, really, when we stopped the Pennine Way. It was a very emotional time. And I'm not going to go into the details of it all, but as we sat in the cafe waiting for our lift back, it was a very tough time, really. And thinking about going ahead, we were already slightly behind at this stage. We had stopped at a point and we had a huge climb ahead of us. And we had to complete that climb or do it in the morning. And the mileage was such that, as Dean's mentioned and I've mentioned previously, we didn't have time for days off. We learn a lot when we do walks like this. And it was Dean's longest ever walk. And I learned a lot. I've done different walks and I rarely build in days off. I plough ahead, really. And that's not a sensible thing to do. And to prove the point, for all the walks I've done, the Pennine Way was the one I had to stop on because I didn't allow myself time. I didn't allow myself indeed time, really. I should have known better. In hindsight, I should have built in a couple of rest days and made sure of that. But I was a bit bombastic and we suffered for it, really. And part of my problem is I've had this problem of guilt that I've not shared before with anybody, really. I've had this problem of guilt that I pushed myself and Dean a little bit too much, I think, on this trail. And I hope Dean will forgive me for this. But it's a good lesson to learn for both of us. No matter how experienced you are at something, we can still learn lessons. And they can come and bite you sometimes. I'm glad that we stopped. I'm glad that Dean had the time to recover his injury. I'm glad that my chest infection had a good chance to clear. And I'm making plans for my next trip. That's what I do. Part of my recovery process on any kind of disappointment is to look for the next goal, is to try and put the previous failure out of my mind and look for the next adventure. Because only by doing that, I can concentrate and think, I've done a lot of different things in my life. Why not do something else? Not dwell too much. Try and compartmentalize the demons. Try and lock them in chains. Try and banish them in some way. And I do banish them. I'm reading a book at the moment, the same book that Dean's reading, by Fosse, Keith Foskett, called The Last Englishman, where he walks the PCT, the Pacific Crest Trail, 2,600 odd miles. And these are the sort of walks I'd love to be able to do. I don't have the time, the money, or resources at the moment. But these are dreams I have. But in the meantime, I have other dreams of walks. I want to complete the Pennine Way. I may start it from the start and walk all the way through. I may go and finish the last half. I don't know. I'm going to walk the Cape Wrath Trail next year. That's one of the toughest trails in the UK, if not the toughest. And it's not about it being tough. I like to set myself challenges, and I like to explore different places. And that's how I get over the failure of things. It isn't, I try not to look at it as failure, but more as a possibility, a way of learning from mistakes, learning from situations, learning from the surroundings, learning my own capabilities, and then pushing that on into the next adventure. We've both had a lot of support, Dean and I, from the Pennine Way, from people, from our friends on Audioboo and Twitter and all our network, social networks. And I want to thank everybody for that, especially those people who have supported Dean, who, like I say, is a very sensitive young man and he's just had his 30th birthday, which is excellent. He's just enjoyed a lovely trip at the bank holiday weekend. down the Jurassic coast, South Dorset, with his family and his friends. And he's had that support, which is great. And he's had time to reflect on his own demons. So failure is not something we should look at as a negative. The word failure itself is a poor choice for not being able to complete something that's not in your control. That isn't really failure. Failure is something you set yourself to do and then give up because of laziness, because of lack of will, for the wrong reasons. And this trail, this award, this adventure that we did, it wasn't a failure. It was an adventure. And part of the stopping is part of that adventure. It's part of the process of learning, like I said before. So Dean, my friend, if you're listening to this, I should tag you in it to make sure that you do. It's a little bit of a long boo. I'm glad that you're coming to terms with it, my friend. There's more walks to come. There's more things in life. And you talk about being stuck in a rut. And the idea of being stuck in a rut as a coffin with the ends kicked off is a good one, because it means we can get out of that rut. It means we can escape it. We can choose our path. And only when the ends are stuck on does that rut become a depression. So if you have an open-ended coffin, you can escape. You can get out of that rut. Might be difficult. We might not know which path to take, but the options can be there. Thanks to everybody again for the support. Thanks, Dean, for such a great boo. And as always, if replicable, God bless.